Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Southeast U.S. recovering after Hurricane Helene. We have the story.
Wichita police looking for a hit-and-run driver after a fatal crash. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
President Joe Biden plans to visit the areas reeling from Hurricane Helene this week.
President Biden spoke with the governors of Georgia and North Carolina, along with officials across the region Sunday. A White House official says the president received updates on the response and recovery efforts and shared how the administration will support impacted communities for as long as it takes. A White House spokesperson says President Biden was also briefed by FEMA Sunday evening and will travel to the storm zone this week as soon as a visit won't disrupt emergency operations. Hurricane Helene has left dozens dead across Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, with millions of customers still without power. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Dock workers are threatening to soon go on strike, which may affect the busy holiday shopping season. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
At least 45,000 dock workers could go on strike at 12:01 a.m. early Tuesday morning, dealing a crippling blow to the U.S. economy ahead of the holiday season. The strike would impact at least three dozen ports along the East and Gulf Coast, from Maine to Texas, that handle nearly half of the cargo transported in and out of the U.S. on ships. The strike is expected to cost the economy at least $5 billion daily, due in part to major snags in the supply chain. It could eventually limit the availability of goods and further drive up costs for consumers.
Police are searching for the driver of a red pickup truck, which left the scene of a fatal hit-and-run crash in East Wichita early Saturday morning in the westbound lanes of Kellogg near the Woodlawn exit. Witnesses told police the motorcyclist was speeding and slammed into the back of the red pickup truck in the center lane. The motorcyclist was thrown from the cycle and was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to call police investigators.
Police in Rose Hill have identified the remains found in the backyard of a home earlier this month as that of Kennedy Schroer. She was born in July of 2014. Investigators believe that she passed away in November of 2020, when she would have been 6 years old. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says no person nor persons of interest have been named. No arrests have been made.
We're angry first. It's not right that a child ended up in the ground. And that is driving a lot of the things that we're doing right now. At the moment, we're focusing that frustration, those question marks, and just that anger towards the investigation.
The medical examiner has not released the full report, but has confirmed the girl's identity through DNA analysis. Officials say the girl's adoptive parents have been cooperating with the investigation.
Three agenda items related to the city of Wichita's water supply will be covered at tomorrow's council meeting.
City staff will ask for $13.85 million to make repairs to the dam at Cheney Lake. The work will repair portions of the dam that have seen significant erosion and decay. Due to the ongoing drought conditions, the repairs can be done without lowering the lake level further. The council will also discuss a $400,000 project to replace copper ion equipment at the Cheney Pump Station. The copper ion treatment is necessary to eliminate zebra mussels before they enter the water treatment facilities. A $600,000 project to replace spur lines at the city's Equus well field is also on the agenda. 60 wells supply groundwater for use by the city. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A strike could soon be reality for thousands of dock workers, as we pointed out earlier in the newscast. Now it's 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Kansas City Chiefs trying to remain undefeated, and we'll see how that, another close one. We all have highlights coming up in sports.
Vice presidential debate set for tomorrow night. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock of this Monday morning. The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal has reached 193, while recovery and rescue work has been stepped up. Police said 31 people were still missing across the Himalayan nation as of today.
Vice President Kamala Harris spent the weekend campaigning out west.
It's the issue Vice President Harris's opponents have most often criticized her on, border security. She told supporters at a rally in Arizona she pledged to revive a bill former President Trump urged House allies to kill that would devote more resources to the southern border. But that's not all.
To reduce illegal border crossings, I will take further action to keep the border closed between ports of entry.
She also plans to target transnational gangs to control the flow of fentanyl into the country. Fundraisers and a Sunday rally in Nevada were also part of her campaign schedule. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump faced off on the debate stage earlier this month. Now it's time for their running mates to meet and lay out their visions for America. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has a preview.
Tim Walz and J.D. Vance are preparing to face off in their first and only debate on Tuesday. Microphones will not be muted. There will be no audience and there will be no opening statements. The 90-minute vice presidential debate hosted by CBS News will be simulcasted right here on the Fox News Network starting at 9 p.m. Eastern.
It's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Time, Ted.
A man has been extradited from El Salvador to face trial over 3 decades after a San Diego cold case murder.
Alfredo Hernandez pleading not guilty to first-degree murder in a San Diego Superior Court. The 66-year-old accused of killing Terry Bistadu inside her Emerald Hills home in 1991. Prosecutors say the 39-year-old was found strangled to death with a cord, alleging Hernandez was the victim's boyfriend at the time, linking his DNA and fingerprints to the crime years later, thanks to new technology. He was recently extradited from El Salvador. Hernandez is being held without bail, with prosecutors alleging he's a flight risk. He faces 25 years to life in prison if convicted. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
All right, we have an injury traffic accident. You'll want to avoid the area if you can. If not, just expecting a slowdown. This is 151st West and K96. 151st West and K96. And this could affect both east and westbound K96. So you want to stay away from that area if you can. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Ready to roll.
That's right.
Yeah, kickstarting a new week, and we're also about to, make our way into October here pretty soon. So, the fact that we're going to wrap up the month of September today, not really going to feel like it all that much. Things are going to be pretty warm out there. High of 87 degrees today. Typically, we're around the upper 70s this time of year, so a lot of us going to be above the norm. Expecting a lot of sunshine, though, with a light south wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later on tonight, you're going to notice an uptick in our wind speeds as our winds switch out to the north and a cold front comes through. This is going to make things feel a lot more like fall by the time we kick off the month of October tomorrow. High of 74 degrees for our Tuesday, but then jumping right back up into the 80s during the middle of the week. Wednesday, high of 84 degrees with more sunshine. Winds continuing to be elevated, at least when it comes to our wind speeds. And then it looks like throughout the rest of the week, things are going to continue to be pretty warm out there. Also to note that front that's going to be moving through over the next 24 hours, not seeing much moisture with it as we stay pretty dry out there. There's going to be a second front or wind shift that happens during the second half of the work and school week, and it's not really going to cool us off all that much. We're only going to go from a high of 89 on Thursday down to 83 on Friday. We'll stay in the middle 80s through this upcoming weekend. We'll also stay sunny and dry. Right now we're at 58 degrees. Winds are calm, and we're seeing a nice bright start to the day since there's not a whole lot of cloud cover out there.
Seeing some of that video of the damage down in the southeast part of the country. Whoa, heavy, heavy rain. Lots of flooding.
Yeah, and, last week I really wish we could have taken some of that off their hands. You know, not the damage, but, of course, the rainfall that did lead to that flooding. So, you know, they've got a while for, before they kind of return back to normal. They've got a lot of cleaning up to do.
Sure do. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We had a great afternoon yesterday. 87 degrees was the high yesterday with plenty of sunshine. Normal high for the date, 78, so a little bit warmer than usual. We'll be right at that, about 88 for high today. How about that? On this is the 30th day of September, last day of the month. On this date in 2008, 12.96 inches of rain measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport during the month of September, just under 13 inches. And that made 2008 the wettest of all Septembers and the fourth wettest month of all time for the Air Capital. How about that? 1984 on this date, the temperature in Wichita fell to 31 degrees. This is the coldest September temperature on record for the city.
Below freezing.
Wonder if I got caught without a jacket that day.
Glad we're not dealing with that yet.
No kidding. Had some great weather. Terrific weather recently. And let's see, on this date in 1947, the World Series was broadcast on television for the first time, as the New York Yankees defeated the Brooklyn Dodgers 5-3 in Game 1.
Baseball on TV.
Yankees would go on to win the World Series 4-3, 1947. Television. Big birthday today. Barry Williams, 70. Greg Brady, right?
Yep.
Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Former in-studio guest with Steve and Ted.
We had him actually in studio.
He was in studio. Yeah, he dropped by one day.
Oh, that was a thrill. Are you kidding me? Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch?
That was pretty cool.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was.
Real, real friendly, nice guy. Another nice guy's having a birthday. Phil Hildebrand's having a birthday. Our buddy Phil. He works with us here at KNSS, and we've worked with him off and on for over the years.
Yes, good guy.
He's a very, very good guy, very capable, and we like to have him in the studio with us now and then. Happy birthday, Phil. Hope you got that brand-new Corvette you were asked for.
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yep.
I had it today. Okay. Well, who do we got today?
Well,
anybody?
One of
today?
Us is right or wrong.
Wow.
Who we got today? What?
I mentioned Barry Williams. What? That's the only one I've got. Wyoming is considering a change to how it allows people to legally kill wolves by intentionally running over them.
Oof.
That's amid an outrage over how a man struck a wolf with a snowmobile, taped the injured animal's mouth shut, and brought it into a bar in Western Wyoming last winter.
Was RFK Jr. involved in this?
No, apparently not.
Oh, okay.
Under draft legislation headed to a legislative committee today, people could still intentionally run over wolves, but only if the animal is killed quickly, either upon contact or soon after. In other words, if it's just struggling, you got to dispatch it right there. Wildlife advocates say a tougher law is needed, but officials in the ranching state have been reluctant to make major changes.
Yeah, so these are laws we don't have to deal with in Kansas.
Apparently, they don't just shoot wolves out there. They go ahead and run them over with a snowmobile.
Mm.
It looks like it's a fairly common practice from what they're saying. How about that? Day 8 of the machinist strike at Textron Aviation here in Wichita. And I haven't heard or seen anything that they might be negotiating
yet.
Have you?
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think anything's on the table.
For right now, they're on the picket lines, and most of them not going to work.
All right. Well, today is the day they lose their insurance.
Oh, nice. Wow. All right. Coming up on 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, talking about those Chiefs found another way to win last night, or yesterday.
Here we go. The first-place Kansas City Chiefs on the road visiting the Los Angeles Chargers, division opener for the Chiefs. They have dominated the Chargers. Well, at least they've won against the Chargers many, many times in road games. And this yesterday, would yesterday be any different? Well, it was certainly close between these two. The Chiefs made a couple of mistakes early on in the first quarter, turnovers, and they both led to Chargers points. Chargers had a 10-0 lead 11 minutes into this game. So the Chiefs would spend the rest of the day trying to come back and trying to hold down the Chargers the rest of the way. Boy, how about that Chiefs defense?
10-10 tie, 13:37 to go in the game. The Chargers have fourth down and two for a first down, 3 yards for a touchdown. Fourth down for Herbert. Herbert takes the snap, looking right out of a bunch, being chased, and a flag on the play as the pass goes incomplete beyond the end zone. Incomplete on fourth down and two, but a penalty flag has been thrown by the umpire. The Chargers go for it on fourth and two. Holding on the bolts, Kansas City holds on downs at their own 3-yard line. And a big rush put on the play.
How about that? The Chiefs hold. In fact, Chiefs defense allowed 0 points to the Chargers in the final 49 minutes of the game. So that gives the Chiefs a chance to try to come back and get in the end zone. A long touchdown pass in the first half, trying to get in on the ground in the second half. Mitch Holtis, of course, with the call right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Samaje Perine, lone setback, ball at the 1.5 here on first down and goal to go. 10-10 tie. Handoff goes to Perine. Behind right guard, trying to press forward. A bunch of bodies into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Samaje Perine, his first touchdown as a Kansas City Chief, and the Chiefs lead first time in the game at 16-10.
And the Chiefs would hold on and win it. 17-10 was the final score. That's now a 10-game winning streak for the Chiefs, including the Super Bowl. Atop the NFL right now with a 4-0 record this season. And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talks about the defense.
We're playing tough there. And, you know, Chris Jones had the big fourth down stop. And those guys were on fire. The front was on fire. Linebackers were flying around. Secondary was challenging. And they were doing it in the field, short yardage, goal line. They were doing it everywhere. So, and really kind of kept us in it as we went along there. The offense got jump started a little bit later than what we'd like. So, but had a couple nice plays, big time plays in there. Yeah.
Yeah. After the Chiefs got behind 10-0, defense really clamped down. The Chargers ended up on a string of possessions, ended up with 6 punts and 1 missed field goal, went 3 and out on 4 of the final 8 possessions of the game. But that, nice job by the Chiefs defense. The Chiefs are 4-0 atop the league right now, and they continue to win against the Chargers. The Chiefs have now beaten the Chargers in the road game 11 years in a row. 4 different cities, 4 different stadiums, 2 different countries.
Yeah.
No matter where they play it, Chiefs win on the road against the Chargers. And there was some bad news yesterday. Wide receiver Rashee Rice may be out for the season with a knee injury. Fell up on that today. But Chiefs are banged up. That's not good news to lose one of your speedster wide receivers. All right. Let's go over to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals finishing up the regular season yesterday in Atlanta, taking on the Braves. The Royals looking for a win to avoid getting swept in Atlanta heading into the postseason. 39,000 fans at the game yesterday because Atlanta needed a win to get into the playoffs. But the Royals had different plans on this one. A three-run home run by Michael Massey in the top of the first inning. And the Royals used that to hold on.
Leading 4-2. Runner on first, two outs, bottom of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, left side. Bobby Witt Jr. scoops it up. Sidearm to first, in time. And the Royals win. They beat the Braves 4-2 and take the series and season finale. The 2024 Kansas City Royals have won 86 games. They finished the regular season at 86-76, a 30-win improvement from just 1 year ago. And these Royals are not done yet. They are October ready and October bound. 162 games and now a postseason to come.
Royals win it 4-2 yesterday. You heard all the action there on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, the Royals get the win. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. wins the batting title. In fact, he had the top batting average in Major League Baseball this year at .332. And the Royals have an off day today, getting ready for the playoffs, which start tomorrow in Baltimore. Of course, we'll talk about more about that tomorrow. And we'll talk volleyball tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Coaches Show with the Shocker volleyball head coach. Shocks are off to a 2-0 start in the conference. Coach Lamb, 6 o'clock tonight. Always good stuff. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Then after Coach Lamb, it's Monday Night Football. The undefeated Seattle Seahawks, one of the other two unbeatens in the league besides the Chiefs and the Vikings. Seahawks visiting the Detroit Lions. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, Monday Night Football, after Coach Lamb over on KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keeping it for a house call for health this morning. The risk of COVID-19 is getting higher as the weather gets colder. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on this Monday morning. Communities across the southeast are picking up the pieces after Hurricane Helene slammed the region, bringing with it devastating winds and destructive flooding. Fox's Madison Scarpino has more from Atlanta.
Catastrophic damage here in Georgia and across the South. North Carolina is really getting the brunt of Helene right now. County leaders are calling the devastation, quote, unthinkable. Officials say many people still can't get in touch with their family members who live there. Winds and intense rain uprooted trees and overloaded some dams. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Lux Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rivers. The damage started in Florida. That's where Helene made landfall in the Big Bend region as a Cat 4 hurricane late Thursday before moving its way into other southern states.
At least 90 people are dead, millions without power.
Police in Rose Hill have identified the remains found in the backyard of a home earlier this month as those of Kennedy Schroyer, who was born in July of 2014. Investigators believe that Schroer died in late 2020 when she would have been 6 years old. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says no person nor persons of interest have been named. No arrests have been made. The medical examiner has not released the full report, but does confirm the girl's identity through DNA analysis.
Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats are touting that the tax cuts passed during the Trump administration has only benefited corporations and the rich. Elizabeth Patton with Americans for Prosperity says that allowing the cuts to expire actually hurts middle-class Americans.
By expiring the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the average Kansas family's federal tax rate bill would rise by over $2,200, and over 1,300 of that would just be in the income tax rates alone. That's the average Kansas family's federal tax bill, how much it would increase if Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires next year.
Elizabeth Patton was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
More good news at United States gas pumps. Prices continue to fall. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are down 2 cents during the past couple of weeks, an average of $3.28 a gallon.
If we don't see any important change in the price of supply of crude oil or refined products, we might see a little bit more decline at the pump, but probably small and maybe none at all.
Crude prices fairly level during the past couple of weeks. Prices at the pump are down 71 cents from a year ago.
And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday.
We have another nice day ahead as we get into our Monday. A nice cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine on the way. And then the high of 87 degrees, above average for this time of year, but not too toasty out there. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron R. Williams.
We have a clear sky, calm, and 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted, we've had some great weather. The weekend was beautiful. Great weather, but you know what? I'd like to have a little rain now and then. Maybe fill up the old Cheney Reservoir.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. With us this morning, it's Mondays with the Mayor. That means we are have our guest, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, is with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are the two of you?
Well, we're doing all right.
Oh, fantastic.
We usually can't make a city proclamation to make it rain, but I know we're going to be dealing with water at the council meeting tomorrow, are we not?
Yes, we have multiple items regarding water here in Wichita. As you know, that's one of the most critical assets that we have, and we really need to take care of it. So first, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been helping with conservation. I know it's difficult, but we have a finite amount of water right now, and we really need to do our part in conserving. So those who are doing the restrictions, thank you very much. But we are going to make investments, even greater investments, into Cheney as well as our Equisteds. Nearly $15 million will be voted on tomorrow regarding replacement of spur lines, replacement of copper ion at Cheney, and also nearly $14 million in repairs to Cheney Dam.
Yeah, well, they won't have to drain any water to work on the dam, will they? It's so dry out there.
Yes, so that is the reason why these specific nearly $14 million repairs, it's because the water levels are so low right now that we can go and work on the dam itself and not have to drain any water. So it is an emergency type of situation, and they would be working on it from the bottom up, and so that would help out even if we got some rain. But again, these are three different items that we will be voting on tomorrow just regarding repairs, replacement. In addition to this week, we will actually have the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new water treatment plant on Friday. So multiple things regarding water this week. And again, we just want to remind people that we're still under these drought restrictions because the water levels are still so low.
Been watching the construction up out near the zoo on the new water plant for, well, I don't know, a couple of years now at least, but it's really, really impressive if we can ever get any water, but it'll be a while before we get enough water to even test it out, right?
Correct. So this fall / winter, the water folks will be testing the equipment, and the plan is to open it fully functional by April of next year.
You, I see on the agenda that a couple people are getting approval to go on little trips. You're going somewhere this week or next, are you not?
No, it's not this week. So that approval is to attend the Mayor's Summit on Anti-Semitism. So the mayors of Kansas City and mayors of multiple different other major metropolitans will be at this conference. It's for mayors. And again, we will be talking about anti-Semitism, how to battle it, and how really we can have a much more inclusive and peaceful cities in the United States.
All right. So that meeting is sometime in the future. All right.
Ted? It is in December.
In December. Okay, good. You got anything this morning, Ted?
The mayor asked us how we were doing. How are you doing at the end of September? Yeah. How's things going?
Well, they're going well. It was a very busy weekend. This weekend had a really great turnout over at the Chili Cook-Off. I just want to say thank you to the Wagon Masters. They put this on year after year, and they do this because not only do they love this event, but they raise money for their Good Life grants. And so they give out every time that you bought one of those $5 tasting kits, that money goes back to grants that then go back out to nonprofits here in our community. So I really want to just say thank you to the Wagon Masters for all they do, not only at that event, but throughout the community. They cook food all the time and donate their services, and the men there are really wonderful people. I also want to say thank you to the folks at Prost for hosting Oktoberfest, and the folks at Neumann University. We celebrated the party in the park to raise funds for scholarships and really the university itself, and had the opportunity to attend Mass there. And the Catholic Diocese, thank you for hosting the Red Mass last week. Really appreciated the opportunity to be amongst not just electeds, but also our judiciary partners. It was really nice to be able to attend two masses last week. And last but not least, yesterday was Sedgwick County Zoo Day in honor of Kids Cope, which is a nonprofit that helps young people that have lost a loved one get free therapy services. And so I'm just grateful that Wichita Children's Home continues to support Kids Cope. And the kids that I saw yesterday at the zoo made me so happy. Love the families that were out there. And just, we have so many wonderful things in our community. And I just want to continue elevating the things that make our community truly a great place to live.
You know, I think maybe I missed something, but help me out on this. Did the city secure somebody to operate the new winter shelter for the homeless?
Not yet. So
that's still an okay.
The process is still open. Yes, we will find out later on this October. But the intention is to open the winter shelter by November 28th. Again, the application process is still open, and we are looking for someone to operate the winter shelter for the time being.
Okay. And I want to go back to last week when you guys talked about fireworks and got those numbers back.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any more tinkering with the fireworks ordinance, or is it going to pretty much stay where it is for the next year?
So, as you heard from the fire chief, we will now go back out for more feedback from the representatives from each of the districts. And we will, again, continue to monitor how the ordinances have worked. But it did look like there were some reductions in the number of major accidents regarding fires for the fireworks season from this new ordinance. So there have seem to be some positives that really need to be highlighted. And I hope that you will check it out on our website or on our social media.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Thanks for being with us here on this.
Have a good week.
Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is Steve Attendamary. Morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we have the Wichita Business Journal update. People's Bank and Trust acquires Kansa Bank in Wichita. That's on the way. Steve Attendamary in the morning on KNSS. Of the morning, KNSS 744 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Gasoline prices down 2 cents the past 2 weeks. Down 71 cents a gallon from a year ago. Police looking for a hit-and-run driver after motorcycle rams a pickup in East Wichita, killing the motorcycle rider. Southeastern U.S. recovering after Hurricane Helene. More than 90 dead and millions without power. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, you can see eastbound Kellogg starting about Washington Street, then going back through the downtown area, running pretty slowly right now. And also, we have a real big slowdown northbound on K-15, right around 47th Street South. Some very heavy traffic there to watch out for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita, 87 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Then for Tuesday, sunny and a bit cooler. Tomorrow's high 74 degrees. Now clear sky, calm, and 58 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-price pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Microsoft makes changes to its artificial intelligence feature.
Fox on 10.
Microsoft hopes you'll feel safe to recall now that it's made some changes. The software giant had touted the recall feature set to debut as part of its Copilot Plus artificial intelligence, but it drew plenty of criticism from tech reviewers and privacy hawks alike after learning recall was taking screenshots of people's usage and allowing the AI to ingest it, index it, and remember it, all for the purpose of Copilot's ability to help keep the computer's user organized. Except for the fact it was learned those screenshots were hackable. Microsoft has been rushing to redesign the feature, and now The Verge reports the company will make recall an option for users to select and activate, and not be a default setting unsuspecting users can't switch off. And for those wanting to be extra, extra sure, Windows will now allow for recall to be uninstalled. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A positive week on Wall Street closed out Friday.
Stocks ending mixed for the day, but up for the week, with the Dow notching a new record close after August inflation figures support the Fed's continuation of lowering interest rates. Healthcare and financials were among the top gaining sectors, while tech stocks lost ground and dragged the tech-heavy NASDAQ lower. And shares of Costco fell nearly 2%. The warehouse retailer delivered weaker fourth-quarter revenue than analysts were expecting, although its profit topped estimates. Costco sales were hurt by cautious consumer spending. The Dow winner, Chevron, Home Depot and Amgen, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, IBM, and Amazon. The Dow rising 138 points, the NASDAQ lower by 71, S&P 500 down 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The union representing Boeing factory workers who are currently on strike in the Pacific Northwest says contract talks broke off with the company after another bargaining session. A regional district of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said late Friday, Boeing would not engage substantively on a demand for higher pay and didn't budge on calls to restore a defined benefit pension that was axed 10 years ago. Union says there are no further negotiation dates scheduled.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. People's Bank and Trust's Wichita market growth is taking another leg up. PBT Bank Shares, the holding company of the McPherson-based bank, announcing it's acquiring Kansa Bank, which has two branches in the city, through a stock purchase agreement. Move comes nearly 2 years after People's Bank and Trust opened its first brick-and-mortar Wichita location on the city's west side near 21st and 119th Street.
The deal is expected to close in 2025 second quarter. It'll bring People's Bank and Trust up to around $1.5 billion in total assets and 21 banking offices across the state. Kansa Bank, the subsidiary bank of Kansa Financial Corp, has additional branches in Anthony and Kingman, where it is based. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. with Steve and Ted. Ted, we talk sometimes, or some people do, about the simple joys of life.
Right. So what Which I appreciate.
What does that mean, the simple joys? Why do we define the simple joys of life? The fact that you can get up in the morning and go to work?
That's maybe one. I think it depends on who you are.
Yeah. It sure
Maybe
does.
Different people would qualify different things as just those little simple joys in life.
We've got a list here. We did a poll. They asked 2,000 Americans to name the top simple joys in life.
Okay.
And they've got it numbered from 1 through 10.
Okay.
See where it comes up. What you think of this now. Number one.
You're starting off at the top of the list.
Let's start at the bottom.
Yeah, let's start at the bottom.
At 10.
A little drama here.
The sound of rain while you're inside, safe and warm.
I'm 100% thumbs up on this.
That.
I love the sound of rain.
The only problem is in Kansas, when that happens, usually there are branches blowing against the windows and it's 80 miles an hour.
I love a rainy day.
Yeah. Number nine, waking up to the sun shining.
I'm 100% in on that, too.
I haven't awakened that early in about 15 years.
Oh, that's true. You get up before the sun shines. You're on the other side of that equation.
I like to welcome old Saul. Number eight, having someone tell you they were thinking about you.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yes.
To know that.
Number seven, how about the smell of freshly baked cookies?
All in.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Number six, hearing your favorite song on the radio.
Well.
Okay. That might have been big for me when I was 15.
Yeah, might have been 50 years ago, but now.
I was 15 years old.
Yeah, that's
not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah,
music is so available.
Yeah, it's so available. Yeah. You can listen to your favorite song anytime you want.
Just
you don't have to wait for it to show up on the radio.
Absolutely. Number five on the list of the simple joys in life. Number five, just the smell of freshly brewed coffee. Now, you're not a big coffee
fan. I'm not a coffee guy, so that one doesn't get me as much.
But I like that one. I appreciate that. I like coffee. Number four, watching your favorite show. I presume that means on television.
All right. I don't know if I would call that a simple joy.
Simple joy, yeah.
Oh.
Number three.
Something to do.
Number three is a cup of coffee.
Oh, coffee makes it on the list twice.
Yeah.
In the top five, in
coffee
fact.
Coffee is big. Yikes. Number two of simple joys in life. Number two is catching up with an old friend or loved one.
See, that's always good.
That's a good one.
That's always top-notch stuff.
But the number one.
What's number one?
Number one, simple joy, waking up after a good night's sleep.
Really?
That's what it says here. Mm. That's the poll. There's a few more that made the top 20. Running into a friend. That's pretty simple.
That's all, yeah.
Cuddling with your pet.
Yeah.
Would be a good one. I don't have a pet, but. You do, right?
Mm-hmm, sure do.
Receiving a compliment. How often does that happen?
Yeah, not as much as it used to.
It's nice to hear somebody give you a compliment. Here's another one on there. Giving a compliment.
Well, see, that's good.
That's a simple joy.
That's
I like to give somebody
spreading the joy out there. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm so strict with my compliments. I very seldom hand out compliments to anybody. No, that's not right. Right? Have I complimented you recently?
No.
You haven't? Well, what about
I think you do.
When we drove to Hutch the other night, didn't I say something about you were an excellent driver?
Yeah, you did. You're right. I take that back.
Anyway.
How about attending a baseball game on a summer night?
Oh,
that would be on my top 10.
Or even a summer afternoon, just attending a baseball game. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
How about going on vacation and just
doing nothing.
Just doing nothing or seeing the sights. That's, to me, that's top-notch stuff.
What I like to do is get on my son's deck, light up a cigar, and drink a martini.
See, there's a little
we don't indulgence
in life. Exactly.
But that's something that we like to do. The simple joys in life. And, of course, really the obvious simple joy in life is listening to Steve and Ted.
Well, that's
every morning.
That obviously should be number one on the list.
Yes, this has happened so many times. This is Stephen Said Show, number 6,771.
See, you get a chance to do it every day.
Simple joys.
6,700 days in a row.
6,700 simple joys for you right there. All right, thanks, Ted. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us. We have a lot planned for you in the 8 o'clock hour with Stephen Ted, as always. We have the very latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Helene And there's a lot of nastiness in the aftermath, I'll tell you that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs did on the road yesterday. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the blur.
Yes, we'll have all your entertainment news coming out of the weekend, and that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have to back to work, traffic and weather. In the 8 o'clock hour, we see the dead on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.